Chapter 7. Memory 2. That night I heard Rachel ask,
"Dave, how long do you think this is going to last?"
"Ease off, darling," Dad replied. "Boys aren't kind to anyone outside the norm. It must have been awful for him out there. I bet they were from the Sink Estate."
"You need to get him an education statement."
"When term starts, I'll have him assessed, sure. I've already spoken to the principal about it, but it won't help outside school."
"His clothes were a right mess."
"He'll be okay. He just needs to avoid those lads."
"They weren't lads, Dave. You're showing your age. Nobody today is a lad."
"I know."
"Really? Down with the kids, huh?"
"Going down with something." Rachel giggled. Their bed started squeaking. I pulled my headphones on and streamed the new episode of Big Bang Theory. Michael. That's who the not-me memory came from. There was more memory this time, not just a quick glimpse of Bus Splash Road like before. I could remember what Michael was thinking. For a start, he's called Michael Finson. Age mid-twenties, I estimated. Or he was when he played that football game. There's no way I could work out exactly what year he was playing. I was sure it was late autumn, though. I remember the ground wasn't all hard like it was after a frost, and there were still a few brown leaves left on the trees. I was pleased with myself for working that out. It's the way Sherlock Holmes would have analysed the memory. But I wasn't sure where. I'd never seen that park before. It was big. There were no houses visible, just trees and two more football pitches. They both had teams playing. There was a background sound of traffic, like London always has. And it was all men playing, no kids. Michael knew the supporters, wives and girlfriends and friends from the pub, which was more solid evidence he was a grown-up. Michael had a girlfriend, Karen. She had short auburn hair and a nice round face. The memory didn't have her second name. He just thought of her as Karen, and I guessed she was about 21. I'm not good at guessing age for old people. He liked the way she smiled at him, which was embarrassing enough to watch, let alone having that memory in my head forever. If Michael was in his teens in 2000, when he got splashed by the bus, say 17, he'd be in his early 30s now. He was in his mid-20s in the second memory. Therefore, the football game must have taken place around 2009. Give or take a year. So I supposed he and Karen were married now. When I got home afterwards and shoved all my clothes in the laundry basket, I put his name into Google. There were plenty of people with the same name on Facebook, but that didn't do me any good. See, I overlooked one important fact. The memory didn't have his face in it. Unless I got another memory which included him staring into a mirror, I wouldn't know what he looked like. After I realized that, I went through the Facebook pages anyway and checked the relationship status on each of them. No Michael Finson was married to anyone called Karen. There were 5 Michael Finsons in London. 2 of them were about the right age, assuming I'd deduced everything properly. And one did look familiar. It was very weird. I know I hadn't seen him before, but as soon as I checked his Facebook photos, there were only 7 and 3 had him in. I was sure I had. So there was now some part of his subconscious memory in my head which recognized him for me, which was really spooky. The Facebook page said he worked in finance and lived in Docklands. He hadn't filled in the rest of it. He hadn't updated it in over 18 months. Who does that? When Big Bang Theory finished, I suddenly wondered if this brain-to-brain time travel was two-way. Did he have my memory? That would be unbelievably awful. I was running from Kenan Abbott and his crew. So that's all Michael Finson would know about me. I didn't want him to know anything about me, let alone what happened this afternoon. Later, he couldn't have a memory of me. If he did, he would have been there on Bus Splash Road to stop Kenan. Any decent law-abiding person would stop a gang assault, surely. He seemed pretty normal, and if he did work in finance, he'd be middle class. He'd alert the police. Later again. Maybe he wasn't there because he was sectioned and locked up in a mental ward. It was all right for me. I could use the internet to look things up that have happened to him. His life is history to me. But for him, back when he was playing that football match, most of my life hadn't happened. So if he told people he'd seen a vision of the future, they would have thought he was crazy. I checked the internet. There's no list of all the insane people locked up in the UK. There must be one somewhere. The internet has all the information the human race owns, but I couldn't find it. I opened a new Gmail account, calling it Big Russell, and used that to set up a Facebook page in the same name, making up lots of details. I even put in some random pictures of London I ripped from Instagram to make it look authentic. Then I sent Michael Finson a friend request from it. I was hoping he'd think it was coming from the striker on the other football team and answer. I fell asleep waiting for him to reply.